on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Got a nice crowd here today. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight before we throw it to our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Let's go to Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Mike and Bob.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. I know you're heading to Kansas City on Monday night. Is that a road trip you've been planning or what?
You want to eat some barbecue over there. That's what you want to do.
Hey, Mike, we just going to eat the good food at the tailgate. I heard they got
Hey, I got you.
And I'm talking about planning a trip. I never seen a bunch of places. I'm going on 65, and I want to go there and go to those old mountains and go to Branson and play some golf in the mountains and stuff like that. The Kansas City game just popped up, and the Saints just happened to play them on Monday night. So that's why we're going to that game, and that's my birthday present. So
that's great.
You know what? Great birthday present. If you talk about outdoor football stadiums, I think Arrowhead is number one.
Bobby's always said it's the loudest place he's ever played in.
No, the reason why I said it was the loudest because it was so loud when we were warming up. I go, the game didn't even start. And I said, man, we better jump on the Chiefs quick or the crowd's going to be in the game and then you're having to scream to call the play in the huddle and all that. No, that's when Steve DeBerg was playing. The Chiefs weren't any good then. So we jumped on him and then nothing to cheer about. But I tell you what, I never, like, you know when you're touching your toes and doing jumping jacks and all that and you warm up before the game, they were like the tomahawk chop, it all was gone, and like, and they were going. I said, man, the game didn't even start, and they all, you know, there was an early arriving crowd into the stadium, even though they were tailgating. You know, sometimes Saints fans, you want to tailgate, and they might show up at the end of the first quarter, and, you know, they might miss the kickoff or whatever. Well, the Chiefs fans, what I can recall, now it's the 90s, you know, they were in their seats. And they were loud. And Mike, and you go through the tunnel, go to the locker room, and they were telling you all kind of stuff.
I remember you telling me just how loud it is. What you got for us, Hollywood?
Yeah, listen to what I'm telling you. I watch a lot of Saints games through my career, and the Saints will upset the Chiefs in Kansas City on national TV, and we'll have our recognition back because we had two tough losses at like I told y'all yesterday, I said we're going to play Tampa Bay in the Superdome, and we're going to be at 4-2. Hey, Bob, you got to have confidence in the team. Even though we banged up, what y'all say about Taysom Hill? Will he play this week? Too early to tell or what?
Oh, it's way too early to tell about it. But, man, he hurts one side, then he hurts the other side.
Well, if he's going to be if something's lingering as far as the injury, I'd rather him be ready to roll for Tampa Bay.
I agree.
No, you would want now, I'm just telling you, you have to look at the importance of a game. And you don't want something you're dealing as a player with something week in and week out. Game in and game out where you're not ready to roll. Because now you're always going to be beat up. But now there's different levels of being beat up and how you could be the closest to like 100%. And so to me, now you want to win at Kansas City on Monday night. But I think I'd rather have Taysom Hill ready to roll in the dome against Tampa Bay.
And think about what Alvin, 19 carries yesterday and 7 catches. So that's 26 touches.
Yeah, 26 touches.
Almost 120 yards total offense.
Yeah.
Now he's got, you know, 2 buckets of water to carry now. And they full if no Taysom Hill.
Well, Jamal Williams, no Taysom Hill, then Jamal Williams got to help out Alvin Kamara because he's dealing with the ribs.
You would hope so. Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it. Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Roger in Metairie. Roger, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, how you guys doing?
All right, Roger.
What you got, Roger?
Hey, guys, look, as much as I love this team, man, and just hear me out, and I'll hang up and listen to your response. I've gotten to the point now to where I don't even want to hear people say we have a good defense. We have a decent defense, and here is why. I'm dating this all the way back to when Tom Brady was still with the Tampa Bay Bucks, his last season when we had that team shut down. It was a crucial game, and we could not hold in a clutch situation. This defense did the same thing last week against Philadelphia, It's done the same thing again yesterday. And the fact is, and we have to figure this out, or we're not winning anything. This defense cannot win in the clutch. Now, it's sad that we can't beat Kirk Cousins. We just can't beat this guy, man.
And a pass rush. We didn't get a pass. We didn't get a pass rush. I mean, the thing about the one who Peyton Turner got a sack. Well, where's Chase Young? I know you can have quarterback hurries, quarterback hits. Like, for instance, Chase Young had one quarterback hurry, one tackle for a loss. Peyton Turner's the one that came up with the sack, and he forced a fumble. Then Nathan Shepard, I don't know, just grabbed the ball. He didn't fall on it. But, no, if you look at it, and you bring up Tom Brady, and it's obviously that's the same thing with the Ravens. The Ravens aren't going to get any credit until they do something in the postseason.
They got to get to the big game.
Yeah, who's better than the Ravens in the regular season in significant games? They're the team to beat. But until they do it in the postseason, now when you say Tom Brady and the Bucs, look how many times this happened in Tom Brady's career. You remember when Dennis Allen's in charge of the defense? You remember we beat him 9-0? If anybody said the final score between the Saints and Tampa Bay in Tampa, 9-0. Tom Brady hated to play the Saints defense.
He said that on the broadcast in week two.
We'd give him the business. Yeah. I don't necessarily agree with we don't have the right defense. Now, it has to be also how you close out games. Because, look, the Eagles didn't need to kick a field goal.
They needed a touchdown.
A touchdown, and you cannot let that happen. Now, with a Debo, you cannot have that penalty. You're too handsy. Whatever with the interference, but the Falcons knew that, the chess match, a double move, and then he ended up getting the penalty there, and I just knew their kicker wasn't going to miss it. But you cannot say that we're not amongst the best defensively. I think we are, but again, how you close out games, are you going to be judged that way? I mean, the last 2 weeks, the proof's in the pudding. The defense, as well as they played throughout the game, is that we need one more stop. Against the Eagles in Atlanta, we couldn't do it.
Look at this game. How many times did they throw the football in Marshawn Lattimore's direction?
No, very few. They went
after Debo.
Yeah, they go after Debo, and like Coach Allen, Dennis Allen said, when it's crunch time, that's where they wanted to go. They wanted to attack him over there, and Debo's a hands-on physical cornerback. It's just the way he plays, aggressiveness. But if you look at Debo's pass interference on Mooney, the Tulane receiver for the Falcons, was the sixth penalty called on him in 2024. Mm. Three of them came against the Falcons, but two of the flags on a Debo, it was pass interference. In both cases, Atlanta just declined the penalty because the receivers made the catches anyway. So, no, Debo, they're going to keep going after him in those crunch situations because they think he's going to be undisciplined and get a penalty. And
it goes to show how much they have respect for Lattimore.
Yeah, no.
As a cover corner.
Yeah.
Oh, people say, oh, get rid of him. He ain't that good. He is injured a lot, but, man, when he's healthy, he is one hell of a player.